Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover the double standard we've all been seeing, where older women in their 40s, like this one, are criticizing Leonardo DiCaprio because he's dating women that are 25 years younger than him, while women like Madonna are getting away with dating guys that are 35 years younger than her. For all of history, it was all right for much older and established men to date much younger women, because they could still procreate. And now, for the first time ever, older men are being shamed for dating much younger women. Why is this happening now? Women are always looking for ways to increase their options when it comes to their available pool of males. They now want access to men that are younger, older, or the same age as them, that are higher quality. All three types. But when the older, wealthier men date younger women, it hurts their prospects. And they have to deal with the dreaded "where have all the good men gone" syndrome. Plus, most guys are not willing to date and marry women that are 10 or 20 years older than them, unless they are complete simps or she's rich and famous like Madonna. While it is true that there are more younger guys marrying older women these days, and I know this because I've taken pictures and shot video at such weddings, I see it happening because of the terrible attitude of younger women these days. But I think that older women are bitter, that they see their options drying up in their late 30s and early 40s, and guys at that age are having a good old time with much younger ladies. Middle-aged women see the attractive, successful men their own age and get frustrated because such guys won't be with them, so they want to shame such men to stay away from the younger women. But it's not going to work, because guys are attracted to youth and beauty and not a woman's career. It's in our genes to get into much younger women's genes. I know one older woman that pushed the Prime Minister of Canada, Stephen Harper, back in the day to raise the age of consent from 14 to 16, and then she was pushing to get it up to 18. She seemed really bitter with life and men in general. I didn't even know the age of consent was so low until she helped change it. Once I learned that and explained why all the guys in the late teens and 20s were hanging around all ages clubs while I was growing up, trying to pick up 14 and 15 year olds. Again, for most of history, that was considered fine and was perfectly legal. Now we're seeing the opposite happen in schools, where 30-something-year-old female teachers are taking young teenage boys and getting preggers with their baby batter, and then not even going to prison when they're found out, because they have to raise the baby. They plead their bellies to the court the way that female pirates also used to do in the 17th and 18th centuries, to escape hanging while the male pirates swung from the gallows. Pregnant privilege has been there throughout history. In some cases, the teachers that have babies with their students get child support from the teenage boys' parents to sweeten the deal. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anyways, now back to letting female predators go free while the male ones get broomsticks shoved up their schwing-schwangs in prison by Rorschach Clown World Show. I also think it's a mating strategy for women rapidly approaching middle age to get young and inexperienced guys to fall for them. Why do you think that there's so many male prisons filled with 30 or 40-something-year-old female guards looking to get the hottest male prisoners baby batter in their bellies? I guess they found where all the good men have gone. Prison. I think us older guys in our late 30s and early 40s, if we make a fortune, might want to consider going back to community college to take something artistic to have access to those hot young women there. In the past, it was women's mating strategy to go to college and poach all the future male professionals. I now think men need to do the same and get their hands on all those young college freshmen before they've been plowed through by 500 flesh flutes. Going back at that age, you'd have tons of confidence, money, and you would show up to class in an expensive car, and would have them there as a captive audience. Where else could you get access to women like that? You can just claim you're there to fulfill your basket-weaving dreams since you've already made your money with Bitcoin. As for older women shaming the older men for dating down with regards to age, again, they're just bitter that older men can still get the women they want, while older women can't and have to settle being single or settle for a simp. If he's younger, then he's naive and doesn't understand his sexual marketplace value. While I was younger, I never understood my value and dated way down, because I was grateful to have women take interest in me at all. Part of that was because I was a bit of a weirdo growing up doing whatever I wanted, and not conforming to social norms, being socially isolated as a result. When women showed interest, I was thirsty for validation of any kind, so I took it. I wasn't picky with the women that offered themselves. There were tons of hot, interested women, but I never saw them as realistic opportunities, even though looking back, they were. As for older women being unhappy about the men their age or older, rejecting them in favor of younger women, again, shame isn't going to work. You can't shame someone into dating someone they aren't attracted to. Look how well it's working shaming straight men to date trans women, or date other dudes. 98% of men won't do it. We would rather throw up in our mouth than do that. Women, because their attraction changes at different points in their menstrual cycle, might be lesbians one week and straight the next. Their attraction is way more fluent. But for men, what we're attracted to is usually rock solid. No pun intended. I think the only reason we've seen this historic role reversal is because women are now in the workforce and have their own careers and are driving the discourse. What they don't understand or don't really care about is that it's better for younger women to end up with older guys, because then there's a greater chance that they'll actually end up having children. A 50-year-old woman ending up with a 30-year-old man isn't going to lead to family formation. All she's going to get is a young, dumb, and full of cum guy she can control more easily than a man her own age. But they also want access to the older guys. You notice that it's not the younger women that are shaming older men to date women their own age. It's because they want access to the same men as the older women. They know they have options, so they don't have to shame men to date them. It's only the older women that are seeing their options run out that are using that shaming language. Many older women also try and paint the picture that younger guys, especially if they're in their teens, and get together with older women, are kind of lucky, that he should feel grateful that a soon-to-be granny found him attractive enough to pursue. With young guys, odds are they've never been propositioned by females, and he's just figuring out how his plumbing works down there, and figures that it might be worth it. He's not thinking about her point of view of wanting to get his good genes inside of her and get pregnant. Or if she's a teacher, one of the most leftover women on the dating apps out there, that she's desperate because there's something wrong with her. He probably thinks she is just playing checkers with his pecker, but she's playing 3D chess with his life and potentially turning him into a father before he even finishes high school. I think that's about all I got to say on this topic. Now that my second Sandman YouTube channel is monetized, if you're listening to this on BitChute, Rumble, or other alt-tech platforms, or even my first YouTube channel, I'd really appreciate it if you could listen over on Sandman 2. The link is in the description. I did think about deleting 10 years worth of videos on my Sandman 1 channel to reapply for monetization. I would get it, but all that content will be lost down the internet memory hole. I finally figured that if Hammerhand and Undead Chronic, who both had many channels deleted off of YouTube, could get monetization again, then so could I. And it worked. Now the problem is getting more traffic to Sandman 2. I'm toying with the idea of doing a 1-hour live stream each day, and I'll be putting out shorts on there shortly. No pun intended. That way I could do one scripted video, one live stream, and one short each day. That would grow my subscriber base and might mean I could keep doing this for the foreseeable future. Everyone else is doing it, so I guess it's time to adapt. Plus, the live streams would give people a chance to hear my content in my regular voice, if they didn't like my scripted videos. Making the short literally takes me 15 minutes each day to edit, render, and upload. But it's like the universe is playing some sort of cosmic joke reel on me. First, it gives me YouTube views, but no monetization. And now I have monetization, but views and subscribers are coming up short. I guess if I want to be successful, I have to put out 10 short videos from a podcast each day, the way that Just Pearly Things does. It's all about saturation and not making a video about something different these days. Just talk about monkey branching the red pill rage and repeat. Then watch that sweet moolah come sailing in. I'd rather explore some different topics each day and maybe reach some new realizations. Plus, all I really have to do is watch Bitcoin and watch that sweet moolah sail in instead. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that middle-aged women want to smash 20-year-old Chads, but if middle-aged men smash 20-year-old Stacys, they need to get shamed for it. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the 60-year-old woman attacking Leonardo DiCaprio when he turns 60 and is still dating 20-year-old women away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.